brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We did announce and post via Infowars.com the three winners, first, second, and third place of the answer to 1984-1776 contest. And I want to verbally mention those great folks coming up in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes here on air ahead of Joel Skousen joining us. We originally set up Joel 2 weeks ago, just a few days before the Fukushima reactors began melting down and exploding. And there's new information on that I'll be covering coming up in this hour to cover his third edition of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. He's a leading expert in this. I originally had him set up to talk about nuclear fallout and disasters and his deep study of where safe areas are in the U.S., but also internationally. So it's very good timing to have him on now. This was, again, set up more than 2 weeks ago. But we're also, before we get into that, we're going to spend some time on his view of what's happening at Fukushima itself and the situation unfolding in Libya. They're actually intensifying strikes, but Germany's completely pulled out. A lot of other NATO members are saying they don't have a clear roadmap of exactly what they're going to be doing in the future. In fact, let me just go ahead and start covering some of that Libya news right now, and then I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment for your specific quick comments or questions. 1-800-259-9231, completely wide open phones, 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. But White House says, again, Libya fight is not a war. It's a kinetic military action. Can't get any more Orwellian. Reuters has a fake poll out where it didn't even let people, basically clearly say they're for or against the war, just what they thought the handling of the war was going from Obama. And so they're putting out the view that 60% backed the Libyan military action. Also, analysts report that Libyan mission is clouded by confusion. But the White House put out a statement saying, no, it's clarity. So it must be true. Thousands shout for freedom in southern Syria with reports that as many as 37 Syrian protesters have been killed. Hospital says, I have no doubt that that could have happened. That family's been ruling that place for decades with an iron fist. The problem is they lied so much about Gaddafi and strafing innocent crowds. Turned out that wasn't true. He didn't run to Venezuela. He didn't run to Zimbabwe. And so with the history of lying, who knows what the truth is. But the main hospital in the southern Syrian city of Deraa has received the bodies of at least 37 protesters who were killed in a confrontation with security forces, a hospital official said Thursday. The Syrians said that the government said that it was an armed group of gangs basically working for a foreign power to destabilize the country and showed piles of cash, hand grenades, and machine guns. Who knows what the truth is? I know this. You try to protest in America and they don't give you the, quote, permit, they will attack you. And if you physically resist, the police will kill you. Will the UN invade us over that? Violates the UN charter to involve yourself in the inner activities of a sovereign country because it's recognized the UN could then become the tyranny it was designed to be. Continuing out of Ynet News, out of Israel, Egypt Air removes Israel from the map. Jordan stretches to the sea, an online map of Egypt's latest airline, though it continues to fly to Egypt. Egypt Air, the largest airline in Egypt, has removed Israel from the map literally. On its website, Ynet has learned, Jordan has reached the Mediterranean Sea. The airline subsidiary, Air Sinai, flies to Israel regularly, but customers seek flights to Ben-Gurion National Airport have had a hard time finding them. On the map are the names of Middle East capitals, Amman, Beirut, Damascus, but Israel is nowhere to be found. The omission is especially odd, seeing as the company continues to fly to Israel four times a week. Is it a mistake or a message of things changing inside Egypt?
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Recapping, a 6.8 earthquake hit Myanmar near the China and Thailand borders today. Some damage to buildings and one death have been reported so far. The earthquake was downgraded initially from a 7.0. to a 6.8 magnitude quake. We have Joel Skousen joining us to give us his expert political science take on North Africa, on the spreading demonstrations all over the Middle East. Now, again, when allies of the globalists, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and others have protest, and the governments machine gun the crowds with lead bullets, that is patriotism, that is good, that is human rights. When they fired rubber bullets and beat people with billy clubs and ran over them with horses in Brazil a few days ago, you know, Obama cut short his South American trip. He was just totally protested everywhere. National News, AP did report Obama, Infowars.com, V for Victory posters up in multiple nations. So the folks know what's happening down there. Info Warriors down in Chile, of course, confronting David Rockefeller. Leave Chile! Leave Chile now, Rockefeller! Okay? Okay? Leave Chile now! You kill a lot of people! You're killing a lot of people! I love it how he got in that guy's face. So the Info Warriors are definitely down there. They're definitely down there exposing the globalists. And we want to salute all of them. I was just given a new Matt Ryan article. Apple rejects iPhone 4 radiation metering app. They don't want you measuring that radiation. Also, they're reporting that ion beams are coming out of the reactors. Five that have been stabilized is smoking. One, two, four are smoking. Many experts are saying that it could go critical. You could not just have a normal full meltdown spewing incredible Chernobyl radiation out. That's already ongoing. But a nuclear explosion could happen. And I broke that down in the first hour, but more on that coming up as well. But I do want to go to some of your phone calls right now. Jack, Gary, Sean, Al, Elliot. Now, no matter how informative and how awesome your calls are, I've got to limit my comments to what you say, and we got to move on to the next person or we won't get to you. But I want to hear from you right now. Jack in Japan. Jack, what do you have for us, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, just as I was waiting on hold to talk to you just now, we had another earthquake here. It is a pretty serious situation. We've had over 748 earthquakes in the last 13 days. And you are correct. The temperature in reactor number one has spiked to 400 degrees Celsius, and the design specs limit that particular reactor to 302. So we're looking at a pretty serious situation.
400 degrees Celsius, what does that calculate out to in Fahrenheit?
Well, I'm not sure what it calculates out to the Fahrenheit, but I'll tell you what, these numbers are as of 2 p.m. yesterday, and I do know that it has come down about 10 degrees Celsius since then, and so we're roughly looking at something being about 200 degrees Fahrenheit above the design specs.
Well, according to the nuclear physicist we've interviewed, that's hot enough to purify out the uranium, and then if it continues to melt down and the heavier particles concentrate, that can then cause not just fission, but it can actually cause a nuclear explosion.
Well, exactly. And also, with the smoke at reactor number three, with the plutonium MOX reactor, is definitely bad news. Whether or not they have electricity, they've used seawater in there. So now, when the seawater evaporates, all the pumps are all encrusted in salt. So even if they get the electricity back up and running, the pumps may not work.
And we have done the calculation. 400 Celsius is 752 Fahrenheit, so that is mighty hot. And again, enough to make those rods fully melt and begin to purify and begin to sediment out. And then as that uranium bunches up together, it could be very, very nasty. Now a lot of the physics websites are reporting this. A lot of experts are warning. Some of the leading radiation chain reaction specialists like Dr. Busby, who we're working on getting back on tomorrow, have said that that could trigger some type of atomic reaction. Is the Japanese news talking about that?
No, they're not talking about it at all. And it's absolutely stupefying. I mean, some of the Japanese people, some of them are very, very awake, but some of them are not awake, and they're just believing the news and going on with it. I've got a friend who's got a pregnant wife in the prefecture of Tochigi, and the level of radioactive iodine 131 in the water is something on the order of 10 times normal levels, or 10 times safe levels, 10 times legal levels. And he's just, you know, watching the news and reading the newspaper, and I sent him a message, and he called me back, and he's like, oh, I think it's probably okay to drink. And I had to say, guy, you know, it is not safe.
Well, wait a minute. The Japanese government has told children and pregnant women not to drink it because it attacks fast-growing cells a lot more. I mean, so even though they're telling him not to drink it, he's having his wife drink it.
No, that's in Tokyo. This friend of mine is in Tochigi. They are telling people in Tokyo to stop drinking it, but it's not getting out to the other prefectures. One other thing, Alex, that I really wanted to comment on, and I'm not seeing any sort of reporting on it in the mainstream media, is that we are experiencing full-on gasoline shock here. Very few gas stations at all have gas, and as a result, the trucking industry has been crippled, and we're now seeing empty shelves at the supermarkets, and people can't go to work.
Yes, I have seen reports of the empty store shelves and a lot of people starting to get hungry. And where's our military in there helping them? No, they've pulled back and are asking people to evacuate U.S. citizens. 2 days ago, they reported in CNN they may make it mandatory. So just outrageous. Jack, anything else from Japan?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was what I wanted to point out, is that now that we've got this, this iodine in the water, the cesium in the water and whatnot, then we get this gasoline shock. And so if you are going to plan, and believe me, Alex, what do you think your chances of getting any sort of, drinkable water at the supermarket are right about now? Your chances are slim to none.
And well, they reported yesterday it's totally sold out.
Oh, yeah. And so what I really wanted to say today was just people go out there and get your storable food and water, because when you don't need it, it's cheap and easy to get. And then
well, we're mailing potassium iodine. We're getting together today a story of local charities and things to send potassium iodide from listeners, not just what we're sending, money, food. That's what we've been told is really helpful. But you're saying that transportation's breaking down and that might not even get there?
Well, I don't know about what's happening with the post office. I mean, they may have special access to gasoline, but in terms of just the regular people, I drove by a gas station where they were selling gas for just $20 to a person, and there were lines for kilometers in every direction just to get to that one gas station.
You need to get a photo of that and write a blurb. We'll get it up on Infowars.com. I have seen some of those reports, but none of the images. Thank you so much, Jack, from Japan. Thank you. Jack's been calling us since the disaster began. We'll pray for you, Jack. Gary in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, Gary here. I was kind of wondering a little bit about the confusion regarding the continued fall of these Middle Eastern countries. Because I've been following your friend Lindsay Williams, and this pretty much falls in line with what your friend that was Mr. Fromm and others were talking about, the globalist plans to destabilize the Middle East in order to get the oil. But you had another individual on, I'm not sure it was Dr. Begich or one other, and he indicated that there was an oil shortage in some of the areas where Lindsay said there's no oil shortage at all. So I was kind of wondering.
Well, no. That's refined oil versus the crude oil.
Okay. So what, I mean, is the destabilization following the order of what those oil big shots said was going to happen? What
5 months ago, in October of last year, almost 6 months ago, Lindsay Williams, what was it, October 22nd, came on air and said they're going to destabilize the Middle East, but then watch China. It's the big one. They're going to push gas prices up massively, and now it's been unfolding. And it's clear that in Libya, in Egypt, and other countries, the West is in there starting this destabilization. Now, the food prices have gone up because of dollar devaluation. So that's the catalyst. So the political dominoes were already lined up right for the globalists to trigger them. But yes, they are engaging in this destabilization program, and our other experts like Webster Tarpley and many others concur. But it's now been confirmed that Western powers, the globalist powers, the New World Order powers that use us as their bully, are orchestrating this. I appreciate your call, Gary. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in California. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. I wanted to thank you very much for your anti-war effort. I appreciate that. I just had a quick comment here. I was thinking that I'm sure you're familiar with those Illuminati card game, and three of the cards point to this disaster pretty specifically, and I'm thinking they're using this disaster to hide a lot of their other shenanigans.
By the way, the guy that came out with those in the mid-90s lives in Austin. He's a big video game developer. And we've made calls. We've sent emails, right, Jaron? Steven Jackson. We've tried to get him on, right? He was out of town last time. I want you to absolutely hammer them with the emails and calls. I know I've talked to folks that know him, that he knows of the show. He put out in the mid-1990s cards that literally show the World Trade Center's being hit in the exact same spot, that describe an understanding of the globalist in this role-playing game to an extremely advanced level. And so much of what's in the cards has happened exactly. And yes, that's a good idea to get him on. We're gonna hammer that. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I think they're using this radiation. They're allowing it to get worse so they can hide the radiation from the back scanners. At the airports, they're using the radiation hiding the what the BP oil disaster affects cancer rates, and they're using it to also hide some of the other shenanigans.
Absolutely. We'll be back.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to jam in a few more calls here before Joel Skousen joins us, and we'll continue with calls later on in the interview with him. But we did post these on Infowars.com. The answer to 1984-1776 winners announced is the headline. Edgardo Sanchez is the third place winner, $1,000. The answer to 1984 is 1776. His video entry is an excellent example of peaceful activism and also shows how much one person can do alone in the fight against tyranny. I mean, this guy is incredible. And the name of the video is The Answer to 1984 is 1776. It really deserves to be sent out to everybody you know. Continuing, second place is Rob Foster. The animation piece is excellent, good enough to air on national TV. A Day in the Park. A Day in the Park is an animated short depicting a everyday American citizen experiencing firsthand his loss of liberties at the hands of the police state. Creator Rob Foster's words. The film was made to help counter government media propaganda assaulting the American people on all levels. It is designed to keep the web free and resist Big Brother and Big Sis. It is a delivery vehicle for the message of liberty. And also Phil Cruz, Phil Lobo Cruz, has got first place with his team for God Rewards the Fearless. And that, again, is posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com, or just go to YouTube and search God Rewards the Fearless. So the second place winner gets $2,000. The third place winner gets $1,000. The first place winner gets $7,000. Phil Cruz and his team gets first place for God Rewards the Fearless. Second place, Rob Foster, A Day in the Park, $2,000. Third place, and Mr. Sanchez, $1,000 for The Answer to 1984 is 1776. The first place is just an amazing action sequence. It's about 6.5 minutes long, and it shows a near future reality of the militarized police just basically going around and rounding up different political dissenters to take them to FEMA camps. And this military veteran who's now learned that he's on the watch list gets picked up by a face scanning camera and takes him on. And this is what we're trying to avert. But it was very well done, and it's the start of a whole series dealing with the New World Order that they're going to be releasing, and you can follow that on their YouTube channel. So we'll be sending those checks out early next week to everybody. Phil, is who basically oversaw the contest, did a great job, by the way, is on top of getting you those checks. And I would also – I know these are posted on YouTube, and I'm sure it's okay with the with the contest entry people, but go ahead and email them and make sure it's good for us to clone all of their videos at the Alex Jones channel because it has 95 million views on it and hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And so that'll be a whole other audience that wasn't aware of these that are subscribers that will be able to see it. So instead of, you know, these videos getting 20, 30,000 views, they'll get hundreds of thousands of views. So, I mean, it's a contest, and in the rules, we're allowed to post it. But I want to go ahead and make sure that's okay with them and get a written email back from all those guys, and we'll post it on the Alex Jones channel so it's easier to find for people. But congratulations. All of you that entered the contest won. Over 1,500 videos were turned into us. Normally, in other contests, we've had 200, 300, 400, and that is a huge job to watch them all. The quality of so many of them was off the charts. It was very hard to pick the winners. And it didn't come down to a coin toss, but it almost did. Once I picked the 10 that I really thought were the best, I separately didn't even tell Phil what I liked best, and he basically agreed on the top 10. Then I showed the top 3 that I thought were the best, along with some other videos mixed in, and almost everybody, in fact, everybody did unanimously agree, separately from even knowing our choice, that this is what they liked. It's like I'm building a new website, and I showed 19 people here in the office the site compared to several others, and they all basically chose the site we're working on. That's kind of how I do it. It's what I like, but then I like to bounce stuff off of people. And when you get unanimous stuff, you know you picked the right winners. And I'm sorry for the others that didn't win, but resistance is victory. The $10,000 in prize money is just sweetening the deal and, you know, putting a prize there so that the best get recognized for their efforts. But the answer is resistance and getting involved and taking action. And all of you did a great thing. You know, I decided to do this when Big Sis announced a national contest for videos to air in public places about hating your neighbors and not trusting anyone. And I said, let's crush them. Let's counter them. And we've done that. We have struck a great blow against the globalists with 1,500-plus videos that will float around the web forever now. Great job.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. And a few days before the Fukushima disaster 13 days ago, we set up Joel Skousen, one of the leading experts in the world on disaster preparedness. He's got his third edition out, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. He also has an international guide to safe places. He advises many of the elite of the planet. Most of the former CIA people, State Department folks, are building bunkers. That is actually even in CNN today. Funny that this is actually in the news, actually yesterday. March 23rd, sales of Lux Doomsday Bunkers up 1,000%. And that's been going on for about 5 years. So we're going to talk to him about that. But also geopolitically first, in this half hour we've got left, the whole next hour will be about strategic relocation. And I get so many questions from callers over and over again over the years about this. And this is Joel's real forte. He's been wanting to come on for years on this subject, and I always just want to get him on to pick his brain about other geopolitical issues. Obviously, his uncle, Cleon Skousen, wrote the first preeminent book, and several subsequent that Glenn Beck and others have said are their Bible, An Awakening to the New World Order, the different power blocks, how they want a socialist communist system for the elite. And so he follows in that great tradition. He's also a former fighter pilot. U.S. military. We're going to be going to him in just a moment. Also, I want to remind listeners, we get so busy now in the last 2 weeks since this disaster that I hardly even talk about our sponsors or how we fund ourselves. We're not funded by the globalist. We're not funded by the Fortune 500. We are funded by you supporting our little sponsors and buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials that get the word out at InfoWars.com. And if you believe in what we're doing, literally at the tip of the spear here, all of us working together, please spread the word about the broadcast. Whether you're listening on local AM or FM stations or Global Shortwave or XM, please spread the word about the free podcast, the free iPhone app. Please buy the books, the T-shirts, the videos that are all massively discounted, the citizen rule books that we sell at near cost, the bumper stickers, the Patriot wristbands. You'll also meet like-minded people. Watch the videos, read the books. Like the new book that's now shipping, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. We're the exclusive distributor of this for the next 3 months, and then it goes out everywhere. I helped, it was Mark's idea with the printing cost of these. So, again, available at InfoWars.com. That's how you support us. Also available, and they're almost out until he goes to the next printing. So, and that's on record that Joel Skousen's almost out of these. We bought... from memory, 500 of these. Joel can correct me if I'm wrong. They're going fast, and when they're gone until the next printing gets done. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition by Joel M. Skousen with Andrew Skousen, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll also hold back some for mail orders. If you want to get that in the mail, it's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Kind of like I held back 500 doses of potassium iodate that can, it has the dose for 20 adults for 10 days. And we held back some of those. We're shipping some to Japan. We may have a limited number, again, that we're going to put on the shopping cart today or tomorrow, and then it's gone. U.S. supply is exhausted. So, again, all available at InfoWars.com. And you can also support us by having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All of my films, expanded extras, exclusive interviews with people like Joel Skousen, Ron Paul, Charlotte Iserby, Bob Buffen. I mean, the list goes on, Webster Tarpley. More and more, every week we're adding exclusive interviews where I fly my teams all over the country and interview these people in in-depth, uninterrupted interviews, all at PrisonPlanet.tv, the higher quality commercial-free podcast, PrisonPlanet.tv. But I got to refill our fuel gas tanks in the info war, and I need people to financially support us. We couldn't have done any of this without you. Plus, we offer powerful services that will wake you up, that will give you the information you need. Because my job's easy. I do deep research. I talk to the best researchers who have the track record of being right. I integrate that information here in a public college, in a public debate, where we all go to a higher level of understanding, integrating with the audience and all of your key intel. No matter where there's a disaster or a crisis, we've got people on the ground. Our Patriot listeners, look at the calls we've had from Japan, sometimes breaking news days before it comes out in the mainstream media, because we've got people globally, millions a day, over a million a day listening on the internet to the streams and the podcast, over a million, over 2.5 million listening on AM and FM, close to 500,000 tuning in via XM. Unknown hundreds of thousands on Global Shortwave WWCR. We are trying to challenge the globalists, and we've shown we can have victory. Imagine where we can go next together. And this paradigm shift of understanding of the globalist playbook is now spreading to others. 10 years ago, there were very few people who were prominent that really got the full spectrum analysis. Now I'm seeing more and more good information. Over the last decade, people silted out a lot of the propaganda and garbage and disinfo that's out there, and people are getting more astute. The awakening is accelerating. Now, for the next hour and 21 minutes, we have Joel Skousen as our guest, editor of World Affairs Brief. And we've got a lot of key points to cover with him. But before we go there, I want to get your take on the North Africa situation, the Middle East unrest, what's behind that. Now the West admits they've been stirring it up in Syria, Libya, many other areas. Not that we're fans of these dictators, but the point is, from my intel, this is staged and it's pretty much admitted now. Al-Qaeda is admitted in BBC, CNN, London Telegraph to be funded by the West in the east of Libya. Incredible. They're now saying it isn't a war. It's a kinetic military operation. So the Orwellian stuff is really spreading. And then I want to get into Fukushima and your view on how serious this cover-up is. And the whole next hour, Mr. Skousen, will be you with the floor with a PowerPoint presentation as you speak for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The listeners can later see it uploaded to the web, regular listeners, as you go through strategic relocation and your deep research. But great to have you with us. On that first point, though, do you agree that the understanding of the true global paradigm is accelerating? We now have a expanding remnant who can go out and educate others.
Oh, absolutely. There's a tremendous wave of increased understanding, and a lot of it, in fact, I would say that most of it is due to your efforts on Infowars.com and this program. Coast to Coast is also coming around. I was interviewed just a few days ago with George Norrie, and he said, you know, I used to be really skeptical, Joel, about what you'd said about a future threat of the New World Order and an attack from Russia and China and other things. But boy, he says, I just find your arguments are impressive, and I just got an overwhelming response also from listeners saying, you know, thank goodness, you know, somebody's finally coming around to this stuff. So, yes, we're on a wave, and believe me, it's going to mean there's going to be a larger counterattack from the establishment. They're not going to take this lying down. They're attacking you now, as you know. They'll be attacking Glenn Beck more. Even George Norrie could be attacked. But anyway, this is an exciting time to be in.
It certainly is. Do you want to go through your view on the unfolding Fukushima situation first?
Right, let me start with Libya, if I can.
Go ahead.
This is an incredible, it's a usual pattern, but it's an incredible pattern of U.S. globalist leaders, whether Republican or Democrat, using humanitarian intervention in Libya as a pretext for an all-out war that was pre-planned even before the non-spontaneous revolt by opposition leaders. You know, as you and I both know, there really isn't, at the highest levels, an al-Qaeda that is the terrorist organization against the West. This is a black operation. This has been funded by U.S. Special Services and the dark side of American government and British intelligence for many, many years. That doesn't mean that they don't have real terrorists that they use, but when they give them orders, they don't know that those orders really are to provoke this kind of terrorism, this kind of revolt, in order to give the globalists an excuse to intervene. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Muammar Gaddafi's air defense sites and air bases have all been destroyed by cruise missiles in the first day. And now the U.S. and its allies are having trouble finding excuses to continue the attack on the same pretexts. That's why they're continuing to morph and move and reinterpret the U.N. resolution, which, if you read the language, as I'm sure you've covered, doesn't really limit it at all to a no-fly zone. And they've quickly moved beyond that. Anything that moves on the ground militarily is now a new and eager target. But air attacks alone aren't going to remove Gaddafi, who's determined to turn this into a long and protracted conflict. At some point, the U.S. is going to have to justify an invasion, either directly or by surrogates, and that won't be easy to do given the mounting opposition to this trumped-up and unconstitutional war. You know, Alex, I have never seen before as much news coverage about the unconstitutional nature of this war. You know, one of the biggest finds out there was the a clip from 2007 of Vice President Joe Biden going head-to-head with Chris Matthews, and he's saying, you still stand by your position, the president, that this is an impeachable offense? You know, go to war without constitutional backing of Congress? And he went on and said, yes, this is absolutely an impeachable offense, and the president has no authority whatsoever to go to war under these conditions. And yet Biden is silent about Obama doing that. Here's the very vice president silent about doing the same thing.
Well, Joel, let me stop you because that's where I was going next with you. This is really two-part. The media is covering the fact that Biden said if Bush, without getting congressional approval, attacks Iran, I will move to impeach him. I'm a constitutional lawyer, he went on to say. Here's the facts. Now, at least Bush, with Iraq and other things that I didn't support and was unconstitutional, he at least got an open-ended resolution from the Congress, not a constitutional declaration of war. But now Obama, last Thursday at night, the UN resolution for force, for the no-fly, for the bombardment, they come out and say you will now leave or else you will accept a humanitarian force on the ground, or we will attack you. And in less than 48 hours, the bombardment began. Congress wasn't even consulted. And Congress, except for Ron Paul and a few Democrats, hasn't even complained. And so the media is focusing on the unconstitutional nature via not getting congressional declaration of war. But that's even a side issue. You have the UN for the first time that I've seen, I mean, they've done it to a certain extent before, brazenly, nakedly, openly giving an order and the president instantly jumping to those orders. As Ron Paul said, this is a big step towards global government.
I think you're right in the sense that they're trying to, you know, Henry Hyde, when you remember the quote about him saying that the Constitution is, you know, that's, we don't do that anymore. We don't declare war. He told Ron Paul when he tried to get a declaration of war in a congressional hearing about Iraq. And I think that the major powers that be in government basically said, you know, I think that we've got our congressman under control, that nobody's going to complain about this. And they were wrong. Somebody's brought it up. And there's more than just Ron Paul complaining this time. And in fact, people are bringing it up in the meetings. Jeff Flake in Arizona was confronted, Republican, about, you know, why haven't you complained? Because this isn't a declaration of war, and he hawed around. In fact, it has come out that the White House gave a secret briefing to a select group of congressmen, letting them know that they were going to attack Iraq, but they didn't bother to say, we're consulting, we want your permission. They just gave them a secret briefing. And they each, to a T, walked out of the briefing saying, oh, aren't I great, because I was part of the secret meeting, and now they're embarrassed because they, in fact, did know and didn't raise the warning.
Well, that's how these globalists operate. It's like the 10-member continuity of government governor council that Obama has set up. Where they can say, well, the states don't have standing now under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, FEMA and Homeland Security is in control because we have a ceremonial, vestigial, hand-picked group of governors who speak for the other 40. And if Congress doesn't say no to this now, this will set under administrative law, that's how the globalists think, this precedent, where if they just brief a few congressmen in secret, that now the UN is the complete boss of America.
Well, obviously, of course, there's nothing legal that makes that in force, and the people can start to rebel, and that's our purpose, Alex, is to build up a rebellion and demand that congressmen stop this and bring this issue to the fore again about a declaration of war. You know, I'm covering in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, there's several indications this was planned well in advance. As you may have known, NATO General Wesley Clark inferred in an interview this week that the bombing of Libya had been on the drawing board of the Pentagon for several years. In the Financial Times, one of the Western sources at the 28-minister meeting in NATO on Wednesday admitted to him, what did he say? He said, NATO countries have been working for weeks to have the alliance assume effective command of the mission. Well, the mission hasn't even started. It's less than a week old, and he says, plural, they've been working for weeks to about this assumption of command. And that means this was pre-planned. Of course, you covered on Infowars.com the Gates supposedly sarcastic quote when Petraeus, you know, asked him if offhandedly if they're going to invade Libya, and he said, "Yeah, exactly." And yet, prior to his visit to Cairo, you know, Robert Gates had said that no one was in a position to predict what would happen in Libya. He's getting less and less credible now. He seems to be a man out of war.
Well, they don't know how shotgun mics work from reporters 30 feet away. He gets off the plane, and Petraeus says, wow, you're in a really big plane today. Not, not the, normal, smaller private or government jet. And he says, what, are you getting ready to bomb Libya? And he goes, yeah, exactly. And they start laughing. And again, that was weeks before this even began.
Yeah, absolutely. But in any case, it's very interesting, you know, that the as the U.S. is desperate for someone to take over this operation because, you know, the Obama administration has embarrassed their core constituency, has been told for years that they will, you know, not do the same kind of intervention around the world that the Bush administration does. And frankly, the left is very upset with the Obama administration. They want cover. I mean, I don't believe for a minute that the U.S. isn't totally in charge of this. They simply want cover. The Europeans are balking at this, even though half a dozen European leaders, including Berlusconi of Italy, Sarkozy of France, and Angela Merkel in Britain are just puppet globalists to the U.S. Nevertheless, they have their own constituency. This war is getting very, very unpopular in Europe, and these people are in trouble, and that's why they haven't been able to reach an agreement. The Germans are starting to pull out their equipment, two frigates and an AWACS airplane. Sarkozy is still in there for the duration, so is Britain. These are reliable lackeys to the globalist cause, but there's a very interesting you know, admission that, in fact, they were going through all these negotiations for weeks, and it was all agreed of how they were going to take over this. And all of a sudden, Sarkozy said, I'm not signing the agreement. And this was on the very day that the attack started and it came out that French jets were attacking Libya. In other words, he didn't want any agreement. He wanted to walk out of that meeting as the hero to his country that France is leading the way with the first jet strike.
Well, he's now said that. He said he wants a board run by France, not NATO. And that goes back to De Gaulle basically grabbing his nukes and kicking NATO out. Stay there. I want to come back and ask, what's the end game? Why are they doing this now? What's the stratagem?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Joel Skousen studying the geopolitical camps. Why are they launching destabilizations all over North Africa and the Middle East? What is the larger plan? Why is this coming now?
I had originally thought, Alex, and I said so in my brief, that it looked as if that they were fomenting Islamist radical revolutionaries such as the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And, you know, there's several other wildfires going on in the Middle East, and that's still ongoing. But I thought originally this was to create chaos in the Middle East with Islamic fundamentalism, to give Israel an excuse to lash out at Iran, blaming Iran for this, and that they would basically end up in a Middle East larger war. But I now feel that there's another agenda here. I think, and this has to do with the aspect of piracy in Somalia. You know, it's always been known that they could have shut down those pirates. They could have gone in there at any time and invaded those ports, rooted them out in a week, and all the world would have cheered, and they've done nothing except play footsie with those large pirate bases there in Somalia. I'm now thinking that, in fact, because the Muslim Brotherhood has gone away now in Egypt, and the military is fully in control, and we have a military invasion getting ready to happen in Libya, that the globalists are going to start a march down Africa to clean out all of the, you know, justification. This is the justification, to clean out all of the unstable countries down and bring peace and moderation and democracy to Africa. I think they're headed for
Sudan?
The Sudan, just south. That's a very unstable country. And then right into Somalia. And I think that we're going to see a justification for a larger African presence that will build up this image of the U.S. romping through the world as the bully of the world.
So this is the rollout of AFRICOM, and we're seeing statements from AFRICOM that that's exactly what's happening and that the U.S. operations are being commanded out of AFRICOM.
It is. The U.S. African command that is running this, and they wouldn't have done that. They would have normally used the Middle Eastern command. But Petraeus, you know, essentially has been out of the block here. So this has been planned prior, probably, as Wesley Clark says, up to 3 or 4 years prior, that there was going to be a big African operation. And I think they used the fundamentalist Muslims to get it started. But I think we're going into a wartime. I think they're going to do to Africa what they've done to the Middle East.
What about false flag? We're also seeing statements in the New York Times that, oh my gosh, Gaddafi may launch terror attacks now as a way to strike back. Could the globalists stage some attacks to legitimize a wider invasion?
That's very, very likely. They're going to, listen, this has got all the marks that we won't take no for an answer. They're going to root him out, and it's not going to be easy to root him out, but as I pointed out, pointing out in tomorrow's brief, Libya does not have the kind of terrain that lends itself to a long guerrilla war like Afghanistan. So Gaddafi's going to have to stay hunkered down with his Russian weapons and his significant ground forces, his underground bunker systems. U.S. is going to have to justify an invasion to go and root him out. And I think they're going to have to stage some atrocities to justify this, because right now they're having trouble justifying a lot of the attacks going on in Tripoli, and there are civilian casualties. Hospitals are filling up. So much for the humanitarian perspective. I mean, let's face it, if the U.S. was really worried about humanitarian effect, they'd have invaded Zimbabwe years ago. We had hundreds of thousands of people under attack. They would have invaded North Korea under humanitarian reasons, but that's just a pretext.
Well, we also see the Marines being sent in, the amphibious landing craft. We're seeing that resolution and Hillary statements about you will accept a humanitarian ground force, or else this has all the makings of a ground invasion.
Great.
All right, let's finish up on where you see that going, the time frame, then we'll shift gears into Fukushima, and that leads us directly into strategic relocation, your PowerPoint presentation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.